Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Wholesale Link Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. It's time to get all the info you need on the Vanderbilt Commodores. This is the Anchor Down Podcast with Vanderbilt reporter Max Hurd.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, Max.
On Nashville's best sports talk,
ESPN
102.5 The Game.
And the Game Nashville app.
It's time to Anchor Down. And listen up to the Anchor Down Podcast here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. October 1st, second month of college football season, and time for our second game. Here on the Thursday editions of the podcast every week, we have a Vanderbilt football player interview. This week it is redshirt sophomore running back Javion Marlowe from Winter Haven, Florida. Winter Haven High School between Orlando and Lakeland in Central Florida. Last week he had 16 carries for 65 yards as the primary running back in Vanderbilt's offense. Again, Keon Henry Brooks was out. Jamari Wakefield was a heavy factor as well. They both had 15 carries. We will talk about that and both of those guys. But Marlowe was a big, big factor and was the starting running back in this game. He also had two catches for 4 yards, and he had more touches in this game than he did the entire first 2 years of his career combined. We'll talk about those first 2 years, which were plagued by injury, especially his sophomore season last year. He's worked his way back, gotten his knee healthy, and he's made himself a factor. And you'll be able to hear from Javion Marlowe. He's very, very happy about that. The Anchor Down Podcast is on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Podcasts. We recap Vanderbilt football games every Monday and have a player interview every Thursday. Plus, we cover Vanderbilt baseball year-round. Here is our third Vanderbilt player interview of the season with Javion. Vanderbilt running back Javion Marlowe on the podcast. Javion, thanks for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
How'd it feel to finally get back to game action on Saturday?
Brings back memories. Made me feel why I miss the game so much and why I do what I do. It reminded me of where I'm trying to get to and the things I'm trying to leave behind and progress to.
What was it like for the team to work as hard as you did and work together to ensure there could be a season and to finally get out there?
Working with the team makes it fun because it's like you got different guys from different places encouraging you. You get different energy, different perspectives. So it just keeps me up and energized. And it's like I'm making new brothers each and every day, every year. And it's like the camaraderie is just great.
Javion Marlowe, Vanderbilt football running back, is on the podcast. The reason it was so meaningful for you to be out there was a long journey back from injury. Take us through the last year and a half or so for you working your way back to full strength.
Okay, so the last year, I was currently working through the brace. I had to wear that through the whole year just to get back with the feeling in motion. Started off fast, practicing a little bit. It's kind of stiffened back up on me, started swelling. Still had to keep treatment on it, but I never gave up, just kept working. Coaches kept pushing me, telling me just to give my all, and I kept it in my mind, in the back of my head, so every time I felt like, dang, it's hurting, or I wanted to just give up, it's like, there's a reason you're here, and they know that I could do it, and they put their trust in me.
So those struggles you were having with getting back to full strength, were those during the 2019 season?
Most of them were during the 2019 season.
So what's it like to have to deal with that during game weeks, during times when you want to be preparing for an opponent, but instead you're working on a rehab that you think you should be out of?
I just had to remember that it's for a better cause. It's more of the long-term effect than the short-term. I just know that they didn't just want me to put me out there and something goes wrong and I'm just back where I started, back to point A. So coach was very smart with just working me back in. And we already had good backs, and it's like just being a good support player was just helping them out. And that's something I had to learn during that 2019 season.
Vandy football running back Javion Marlowe is our guest. 2 years ago, we saw you kind of in a lot of gadget formations and trick plays. Last year, we really only heard your name when Derek Mason would say he's coming along. We hope to have him soon. And then this summer from Derek Mason, we finally heard Javion Marlow looks like the player we recruited again. Do you feel like that player again?
Yes, sir, most definitely. That I can say this, the pandemic, it was a downfall, but at the same time, it was an advantage for me to recover and get my body back right just for this 2020 season, and that's how I took it. Stayed here for a while, did more rehab, was coming in, checking in, getting my strength back up in my legs. And so when summer came around, it was like I was good to go. I was moving fast, feeling good, not really having to wear the brace, just feeling like myself again.
And how good does that feel?
It feels amazing.
Javion Marlow's on the phone, Vandy football running back. You had more touches on Saturday against Texas A&M than you did in your first two college seasons combined. Would you have expected that going in?
For my production, I did. Because it's like Coach says, if you produce, you're going to get more plays. And in my head, every time I touch the ball, I had to get production. That was my mindset. You have to get positive yards. You have to fall forward. You got to get the first downs to keep everybody going. Because as a team, we work together. And it's like if I could do my part, I open it up for everybody else. Same goes with everybody else. They open it up for me.
You certainly did that. You and Jamari Wakefield each had 15 carries. How unique is it for the way this offense has gone the last 2 years, now with a new coordinator, for two running backs to get 15 carries?
It feels amazing because it's like once I'm out, it's like we have another threat in. And then we also have a third running back who's currently not in right now, and we're just waiting for him to get back too. So that's just another person that's going to give damage to the defense of any team we play.
Obviously, if you have two running backs with 15 carries, it means your offense probably ran a lot of plays, and you guys did. You ran 66. You outpossessed Texas A&M. How much of that was a product of the new offense working from game number one?
A lot of it was from the new offense because it's more of a spread. So it's like it gives you time to read and show what you can do in space, and it's a very quick offense as well. So it's like we're just on it, and the defense doesn't really have time to set up, so it's basically about your will and how much you can keep going when you feel like you're tired and can't go anymore.
How specifically does tempo help you as a runner?
Specifically, I feel it helps me a lot because with tempo, it's like I can move very quick for a long pace of time, whereas defense has to set their feet and everything, and it's really hard for them to do that. And just with my quick agility, I use that to my advantage when the defense starts to get tired and can't really keep up.
Javion Marlow, Vandy running back, is our guest. What's it like, Javion, running out of shotgun and pistol type sets?
So I did a little bit of that in high school. So it's just like bringing back memories from high school. And most of the reads are still the same. Just more the terminology is what I'm getting picked up on now. In high school, I really didn't know too much of it. It's like blocking and specific gaps and reading off of who, but now it's like I'm getting more understanding of the game and placement and techniques and assignments, so it's really helping me enhance my game too.
So what has that review of terminology been like now that you have a game under it? Do you feel like you've been able to talk about it at a higher level with the coaches the last 3 days?
Yes, sir. Just as much as how people in the league have to interview and have to do the plays, I feel just as confident as they do to just drop a play if a coach was to ask me. Like if he asked me how would I drop counter, how I drop power, or even inside zone and where the reads are going, I feel confident about knowing who has to get who. And if a dude comes off, I know where he came from.
So obviously it's impossible for someone watching to know the scheme on every play. But when you get the ball this weekend against LSU, what should we look for to know that you get it, that you get the play?
Just watching the reads. I base a lot of my reads off of blocks, and I tell my old line every time, you don't have to make a perfect block. You just have to get in the way, and I tell you, I would do the rest. So when they do their job, and then it's all up to me.
What did you think of the offensive line's game against A&M?
I was very proud. I was very pleased. They were working very hard. They went through some times where it was only five of them, six of them, and they just had to run through practice for 2 hours with no help. And I just really applaud them for just keeping their composure and not really pounding or anything and just giving it their all. And they gave me exactly what I asked from them.
Vanderbilt running back Javion Marlow is our guest here on 102.5 The Game. Ken Seals, true freshman, makes his first start in his first collegiate game and certainly impressed all of us. What impressed you about how Ken played?
How he stayed into the game. He really didn't let the game get too high or too low for him. He just stayed right in the middle. He didn't really give up when he made a bad play or anything, or didn't get too high when he made a good play. It's just like he was like back on the ball. We still got some work to do. And even when it came down to the last few seconds, when we're still trying to make plays, he's like, we still got to keep it going. We still have a chance. So he keeps the confidence alive and keeps the energy going as well. And he's a great leader.
You see some of the throws he made in the game, and I'm sure you saw a lot of those in practice too. Do you just kind of know with somebody like that, even though he's 19 years old, he's 2 years younger than you, that he kind of has that touch, that he can be a starting quarterback from the beginning?
Yeah, I love that because that's just how much I had confidence when I came in. And I was at the age of 18, so I'm like, if he's doing this at a young age, he has a good, bright future ahead of him. Just knowing the game as soon as you get here and not really having any back steps or false steps, is like that's just a great feeling. And all he can do is progress from here. And everyone's behind him, helping him, motivating him every day, just so he knows that he's doing a good job and everyone appreciates everything he's doing at this young of age.
Does his good first game give Coach Fitch and the rest of you guys a pretty early green light to add more to the offense?
Yes, sir. Because everything that's being done is being picked up very quickly, and he really has no problem learning the plays. They're always attentive in meetings and everything and always asking questions. So it's like we know they know what's going on. And if it's a breakdown or anything, it's just like a mental bust, and next day he gets it right. So it's like he's always on it.
What more do you think we could see as soon as this weekend?
I'd like to see my wide receivers. They're going to show up this time. Kenny's going to get them the ball, and they're going to make plays. So then we can open it up and have a running game and a passing game. Be a double threat.
I like it. Javion Marlowe, you guys will see LSU this weekend. How about that? LSU 2 years in a row. How much are you looking forward to seeing this year's LSU group back home for the second time?
I'm really looking forward to it. I'm ready to make a difference. I know they were national champs or whatever, but that's not how I see it. I mean, they're just another team, human beings on the same side, same age group. I mean, I've been playing some of these dudes my whole life. It's just no different. All they do is have a title to their name now.
Awesome. Well, good luck Saturday, Javion Marlowe. Thanks so much for joining us. It was great talking to you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much to Javion Marlowe, Vandy running back, for joining the podcast, a player I have always enjoyed watching and admired. First time getting to talk to him and interview him, but I always wanted to see more from him. And now you get a sense of the struggle of how tough it was to work his way back from an injury that really slowed him down all the way into this year, working that knee back and getting into shape. So great to see Javion Marlowe on the field. I assume he will have a similar role this weekend, and I cannot wait to see what new things the offense rolls out. And obviously, Javion gets a better view of it than I do, but I agree that the receivers are the group that needs to step up this week and needs to give a little bit more to balance things out. But if that happens, Vandy should hopefully be putting up more than one touchdown on the board this time and have a more balanced offense, which I'm looking forward to seeing. The game is at 6:30 Saturday night. It's at Vanderbilt Stadium, and it is on the SEC Network. The SEC Saturday night crew, great crew, Tom Hart, Jordan Rogers, Cole Kubelik will be calling the game. I believe just Cole will be there, and Jordan and Tom will be calling the game remotely. I'm not 100% sure about that, but that's how they did their game last week, which was Kentucky and Auburn. So I imagine the plan will be the same for those guys who are as good as it gets on the SEC Network. And Tom has been calling MLB playoff games this week. Cardinals, Padres, well-deserved. He should be doing those with ESPN going. 8 games in one day on Wednesday. That was fun, wasn't it? But yeah, big week for Tom Hart. I'm rooting for the Padres in that series. Sorry, Cardinals fans in Tennessee. Hey, Clyde the Glide. Who do the Doors have this week?
Bengal Tigers, Death Valley.
LSU, Bengal Tigers. That goes double for Joe Burrow. Thanks to the Glide. He's going to tell us who Vandy football is playing every week. The SEC's finest. Southern boys be rocking tonight. 6:30 Saturday. Hopefully they'll be rocking. Rematch from last year. They're supposed to only play once every 7 years, but
here we are back-to-back years, Vandy and LSU in the new modified All-SEC 2020 football schedule. Thank you to Javion Marlowe for joining the podcast. Thank you to Sarah Fetters from Vandy Sports Information for making that interview and all these weekly football player interviews happen. You can subscribe to the show, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. Make sure you get every new episode as it comes out Mondays and Thursdays throughout football season. You've been anchoring down and listening up with me, Max Herz. It's the Anchor Down Podcast here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Being a Tiger's Death Valley.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.